Norris was among 10 women statewide who were awarded for demonstrating leadership and excellence in their professional and personal endeavors. The award also pays tribute to women who give of their time and energy to make their community a better place. Norris fit the bill.
She's been kind of this silent champion for so many years.
That's Renee Soddy, board president of the YWCA Alaska.
She's had 2 terms on the board of the Nature Conservancy. She's on the advisory board for Alaska Airlines. She's, you know, on the advisory committee for Fisheries, Seafood, Maritime Initiative. I mean, these are all significant organizations that require a lot of time and dedication. And then on top of that, she's still working really hard for seniors in the community of Petersburg. She's still having a full-time, very demanding job. She still travels a great deal all over the state of Alaska. I think she flew like her millionth mile last year on Alaska Airlines. And she still takes the time to mentor others. So she's really committed.
Dozens of women were nominated around the state. Norris and others were honored at an evening event in Anchorage earlier this month. Norris says she was flattered to receive the award.
I was surprised at how many people knew about some of the many things I've been involved with over the years.
Norris says she's remained involved with community organizations because she enjoys the work and feels it's the right thing to do.
I do it because I find it stimulating. I find it educational. I enjoy interacting with people. I enjoy problem solving. I like trying to move the needle. And I'm a firm believer that one person can make a difference and that it's up to each of us to give back in some way. And this is the way I've chosen to give back.
Soddy says that the YWCA Alaska received several letters of support and endorsements for Norris from young women that she has mentored.
What really stands out with Chris is that she's just been such a tremendous foundation in her fishing industry itself and been a trailblazer. I mean, it's a very male-dominated industry, and she's been, you know, in that industry since the 1980s. And she hasn't just been working for her own professional development. She has been a super mentor for many young women in that seafood industry.
Norris credits her own mentor, Gordon Jensen, for teaching her the ropes of the fishing industry. Jensen was one of the founders of Icicle Seafoods and was heavily involved in fisheries management in the state.
I owe him a lot for all the things that he taught me. And most of all, I think he taught me patience, that things don't change overnight and that you have to persevere and keep pushing for the things that you think are right.
Norris says she has faced challenges over the decades, not necessarily from being in the seafood industry, but just as a professional woman. She says she tells younger women to look for their own mentor, get educated, and continue learning. The national organization YWCA has been around for 150 years. The acronym used to stand for Young Women's Christian Association. But last year, the organization officially changed its name to just YWCA to be more inclusive and reflect the organization's diverse nature. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.